Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
We are going to be joined by a guy right this second that I don't believe we had ever had on in 3+ years of you and I doing a show together. And that is truly, when we say, you know, Legends Week, truly a legend. The one and the only, the incomparable, Ed McCaffrey. How you doing, Coach?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing great. We're doing good. Let me just start here from a human standpoint before we get into the, you know, stuff with sports. How are you doing? What has the last handful of months been like for you as you're taking on a new job? What have you been up to during this pandemic?
Oh, man, it has been interesting for me, and I'm sure everybody else on the planet. But I'm a glass half full guy. You know, despite all the tragedy, adversity, and turmoil and chaos, you know, I try to look at the bright side. And you know, during the pandemic, I spent about 100 days, you know, kind of in my home, quarantined with my family. All of my boys got to come home, so I got to see Max and Christian and Dylan and Luke. I was really excited about that. And Lisa and I had some fun, because normally we never get to see them all for that length of time ever at the same time. And they're all different now. They're all kind of adults, right? College or have graduated. And so them to be able to interact for that long, living under our roof for that long, was pretty cool. And then we also got to meet, you know, some of their girlfriends who were just beautiful, incredibly hardworking, wonderful people who stayed with us, and another friend that was in and out for most of the time. And we made the most of it. It sucked getting kicked off the University of Northern Colorado campus after only four practices in spring ball, because we have some great young men up there who we were getting to know and we were getting to coach and who were really improving every single day. And as a new coach, it's hard. Stokes has been through our install and he knows that, you know, you need every single day. And so I was really bummed about that. But, man, I've gotten better with Zoom calls and Microsoft Teams, and tried to use that as a coaching tool, which has probably caused us to up our game a little bit in terms of the mental part of the game and in terms of communicating more one-on-one with a lot of our players. But it doesn't take the place of being on the field and coaching. So I'm really anxious to hopefully get back there sometime soon.
Ed McCaffrey is joining us on Legends Week, and Ed, we appreciate you stopping by and taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us. Talk about your time with the Broncos. I'm looking at your stats, and I mean, they just jump out the page here. And I mean, you had a stretch there where, you know, 3 1,000-yard seasons in a row. You had a 101 catch season. Just talk about your time with the Broncos and those 3 years and playing with a guy like Rod Smith. I look at y'all two, and I'm like, y'all had to be a perfect fit together, and y'all were a perfect fit together. Hardworking guys, all about the team, not afraid to do dirty work. Just talk about a little bit about that.
Well, I will. First of all, how's the family doing, man? Cam and Carson, how's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing great. We're hanging in there. I appreciate that.
I miss Carson not high-fiving me.
He misses you, too.
He was the best, man. He used to, like, you'd give me a hard time talking about how it's not important to block for receivers, and I'd get in a bad mood, and then he'd come up and high-five me, and it'd play the whole day.
You still remember that, huh?
I do, yeah. So, I miss you too, Stoke.
You too, buddy.
I really enjoyed coaching with you. It was a lot of fun. Felt like we did some good stuff in high school, and you know, now moving on. But you know, looking back on those years, I was just talking with Lisa the other day about, I've never even gone back and watched the Super Bowl games. My son, Christian, gave me a pretty cool gift. It's one of those scrapbook type things. And I haven't even gotten back, you know, to reading all those articles yet. But I will at some point. But I can tell you, just living it, being in the moment with the Denver Broncos, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. You know, I played on the 49ers in 1994. We won Super Bowl 29. That was a phenomenal experience. A lot of good friends. Coach Shanahan was the OC, came to Denver, brought me with him along with a couple other guys. So six of us who knew each other. And I remember Brian Habib stood up And, you know, when you get your physicals, you're all waiting on the doctors. And I remember him standing up and looking at all the new faces and saying, were we really that bad? Were we really that bad? And I'm thinking, yeah, you guys sucked. I think we beat you by like 29 the year before. You guys were awful. But I didn't say it out loud because he's way bigger than I was. And he ended up being a really good player. Brian Hebe was a great player for us for a number of years. And we went on this run. You know, we lost to Jacksonville that one year, but we felt we were the best team in the league. And then we just got cast aside. No one gave us any respect. But for years there with John Elway and, you know, Shannon Sharp and Rod Smith, and we had Zimmerman over there, myself and Terrell Davis. I mean, we were the most talented team in the league. And but also one of the most unselfish teams in the league. I mean, everybody really did root for each other. And you mentioned Rod Smith on offense. By the way, we had defense, too, with Steve Atwater and right on down the line. We had, you know, Hall of Famers on defense. But playing with Rod, he just came off the practice squad. And I just came in as a, you know, free agent backup to Jerry Rice from San Francisco. And we weren't the starters at the time. And we were, you know, running scout team. And I had so much fun kind of turning my game up a notch while Rod was developing into the player that he eventually became. We, you know, they never threw us the ball, Stoke. We were blockers. That's why blocking's so important to me, man. That's why I talk about it so often, because we wouldn't have gotten the game if we couldn't block. And so we'd have little side bets, you know, $5 here, $10 there, who would have the most depleters. So we were headhunting, man, on offense as receivers. We were trying to knock people down, you know, not just get in the way. But those little, you know, side bets while we weren't really getting the ball were so fun. It made football fun. For a receiver, if you're not catching the ball, you got to find a way to have some fun. Sure. And that was fun. And the fact that, you know, John Elway was a great leader on our team, and we had a lot of unselfish guys. And then eventually Rod and I kind of came into our own as the starters and were able to have some pretty incredible seasons together, you know, winning Super Bowls, having over 100 catches apiece one year. But, you know, having that rare experience of competing for the same exact position but rooting for each other. And that was the greatest feeling in my sports career, is being able to play with guys who I competed against but rooted for at the same time. So we pushed each other to be the best that we could be. And then obviously it's always fun when you're winning.
The one and the only Ed McCaffrey joining us here on Stokely and Zach. Legends Week, powered by Siltahar Motors. You just mentioned, and Stoke asked about it, you and Rod, and you just mentioned it there in passing. You and Rod, one season, were the second wide receiver duo ever in NFL history to each gain 100 receptions in the same season. And then this past season, I'm watching your son, Christian McCaffrey, become the third player in NFL history to be a 1,000-yard rusher, 1,000-yard receiver. It was an incredible season to watch. I thought he could have won MVP. I really thought it was that special of a season. But you as a father, watching him Sunday in, Sunday out, perform the way that he did, take me through this past season when it comes to Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, first of all, I'll put a footnote on that, you know, Rod and I both have 100 catches. We were taken out after the third quarter probably four or five times.
To give
you an idea of that season, you know, as soon as I, you know, got over 100, they took me out, and then Rod got 100, and they took him out.
Wow.
And so, I mean, really, if we were one of those teams that was trying to inflate stats, it would have been a lot more than that. That's how fun that year was, and how much success we had that year. But Christian has blown all my records away. I don't think I have anything left. All the receiving records are toast. It's so fun to watch them. I mean, you know how it is when you have kids. You're not in control, so you're a little more nervous as a parent because you just want them to be happy. But he's had some great teammates. It was really fun to get to know Cam Newton, really fun to get to know Greg Olson, really fun to get to know Luke Kuechly, and they're all gone now. So he's on a new team and with a new coach, and there's a lot of excitement and energy there and a lot of hope for the future. But it's really fun getting to be part of that Panther family and getting to know so many players and watching him and his teammates interact and go out and take the field and compete. And then obviously when you're having a little bit of success, you know, it makes it that much more fun. But Stoke knows Christian. He's such a competitor. You know, they won state championships every single year. They won Rose Bowls out at Stanford, and it sucks losing. So he's had a lot of individual success. He would trade a lot of that for a Super Bowl championship. So just like every player that plays in the league, they're not all blessed. You know, Stoke and myself, we were blessed. We got to win Super Bowls, and not everybody gets to do it, even Hall of Fame players. So that's what he's working towards, and it's fun to watch him. He's always so excited, and he loves football so much. it's been fun watching him get to know some of his new teammates and new coaches. And, you know, you got that renewed spirit and hope and energy. And so, you know, I love watching him play. I would love whatever he loves to do, right, is what I love to watch him do. So if it wasn't football, it'd be something else.
Well, that's awesome, Ed. And we're visiting with Ed McCaffrey during Legends Week here. Ed, talk about those back-to-back Super Bowl teams. What made those teams so special?
Well, you know, I think, gosh, it's not an easy answer. I think first and foremost, you have to have an owner that's willing to invest in your team. We had Pat Bowlen. He invested in the right decision makers, specifically Coach Mike Shanahan, who then went and invested in the right position coaches. I mean, we had guys like Gary Kubiak on our roster, a lot of Bobby Turner, incredible coaching staff. And then, Mike Shanahan, I can't say enough about him. I mean, I know he got in the Ring of Fame, just got that honor, and he's a Hall of Fame guy. I mean, he won back-to-back Super Bowls, and even, like I said, that year we lost to Jacksonville, I felt like we had the best team in the league. I saw what he did in San Francisco as a coordinator, where Steve Young got MVP of the league, and we, you know, won a Super Bowl by a pretty healthy margin. And so it starts with the owner. You know, it really does. He's got to at least invest in the right people and the right coach to run his team. And then it's the head coach and who he hires as position coaches, and the scouting department, along with the coaches, identifying enough talent. And it's not just talented guys physically. It's guys that are unselfish, hardworking, who love football and want to win. And if you do that, you have a chance. And then after that, you know, just having so many talented players making plays and hard work, talent, preparation, and a little bit of luck, right? I mean, you got to have the ball bounce your way every now and again. But all of that kind of came together and for 2 years in a row. And even the Jacksonville year, I remember after we lost, to give you an idea of the character on that team, you know, the next day you usually go and clean out your locker, go home. I went in, and everybody's locker was full because no one expected to lose. And then I went to the weight room just to kind of get a lift in. And when I walked in there, I was standing by Gary Kubiak. And I just paused for a second, and he says, "You know what, Ed? Look at this room. I'm not kidding you. Three-quarters of our team was lifting.
Wow.
We're done. Season's over."
Wow.
And I didn't even realize it because I was getting ready to lift, too. And then he pointed it out, and I realized, oh, my gosh, like three-quarters of our team is lifting, and our season's over. And that gives you a kind of an indication of what type of guys we had on that team. And then we went on obviously a two-year run where we won back-to-back Super Bowls. But it wasn't by chance. It was the owner. It was the coach. It was the talent. But it was also that work ethic and love of the game and unselfishness that's so hard to get at any level, but especially at the NFL level.
Ed McCaffrey joining us here on Stokely and Zach for Legends Week, powered by Siltahar Motors. Right in that same window of time that you're talking about, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, and I'm being asked to ask you by one of our listeners as well. When you look back at your career as a Bronco specifically, which started around 1995 and carried you into the 2000s, this has got to be a tough answer for you, but if you were to highlight one play that like sticks out above the rest, you know, people talk about the block in the Super Bowl against the Packers and the
that was a nice one
and the finger point. I mean, it's just legendary stuff. But which one do you always hold in your back pocket as your 1A favorite?
You know, it sounds crazy, and I'm not being humble or anything, but my favorite memory is honestly the victory formation after Super Bowl 32. I remember I had a decent game against Pittsburgh the week before, but the last catch of the game that I made to run the clock out, I fell on my knee and popped my bursa sac. So I had my knee drained twice that we had 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, thank goodness, or I wouldn't have played. And I had my knee drained a couple different times throughout the week, and I wasn't sure if I was even going to be able to play. And, you know, obviously got it shot up and was able to play. But during that victory formation, I didn't think I was going to be – I wanted to pick John Elway up. Like, in my head, I picked John Elway up over my shoulders and carried him off the field. And so I'm in the back of the V there in the victory formation. And so that play, it seemed like it took an hour. Like, I'm looking up at the clock, and it's at one. And you know how the one fades, slowly fades, at no time on the clock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I could literally see the different shades of light slowly going away. It took that long.
Wow.
And then obviously if someone gets lucky and swats the ball, I'm the one who has to fall on it. But I wanted to pick him up And as I took a step or two towards him, I realized I'll probably fall down if I try to pick him up right now, because I don't think my knee could support him. So I ended up just celebrating with him and Rod, and then everyone jumped in. But that, I think of that play every day. Like, I don't try to. It's just every day at some point, wow, that victory formation play pops up in my head. And it's actually a pretty cool memory.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Ed McCaffrey joining us during Legends Week here. Ed, you mentioned him, Mike Shanahan, going into the Broncos Ring of Fame. I know what he means to you. He means a great deal to me. I just love the man. Just talk about Mike Shanahan and him going into the Ring of Fame and what he has meant to you.
Yeah, he believed in me. So you guys know, if there's ever anyone in your life that believes in you, you hold a special place in your heart for them. And so, you know, he signed me with the 49ers. I backed up Jerry Rice. He didn't even talk to me that much during the year, right? It was my coach Kirksey would talk to me. And if anything, he would correct me in front of the whole team if I did something wrong. I thought he was picking on me. Little did I know he was trying to coach Jerry Rice without coaching Jerry Rice. So he picked on me so that Jerry would hear it. And I found that out later. So when he called up and invited me to Denver, you know, I was a little shocked. But after, you know, signing with Denver and getting a chance to compete and play, you know, he saw something in me at a time that nobody else did. He saw potential when nobody else did. You know, I had been cut from the Giants. The 49ers were going to re-sign me for the minimum, which was $134,000, I think, back then. And he saw something in me and signed me and gave me a chance to compete and earn a starting job and be part of a two-time Super Bowl champion and play for the Broncos for 9 years. But in addition to that, he is just an all-around class act. The way he treats his players, the way he runs his football program, the way he treats his coaches. And I've remained friends with him since football has ended for me. And he's always been kind to me and my family. And I can say the same for Peggy. And, you know, I've known Kyle since he was the ball boy at the 49ers. The whole just do things the way they treat people with respect and dignity. And they you know, it's a meritocracy, but they give you a chance to compete. And so for all of those reasons, right. But as a football, you know, objectively, he's a football coach for the way he engineered, you know, the West offense and made it his own. Kyle's made it his own, make it every year. But he's way ahead of his time in terms of an offensive mastermind, in terms of being a head coach. And, you know, his record proves that. But it's more than that for me. You know, he's a friend for a lot of times, I'm concerned, but because of the way he treated me and treated everybody.
Yep. All right, Ed, we're losing you a little bit. It was a great line the whole time, but just there in that last sentence, you're starting to break up a little bit. Do you have us still, Ed?
Yeah, I have you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you now. Hey, real quick on the way out, if the connection holds, and we're joined by Ed McCaffrey, I really appreciate your time. Last question for me, who is Brandon Stokely like as a coach? You guys just coached together at Valor for a couple years. Who is Stoke like out there?
Stoke is phenomenal, man. He is a ball of energy. I'm sure he's a ball of energy on the show, too, but what you see is what you get, man. He's as honest as the day is long. He's going to call it how he sees it. I mean, obviously, he's extremely talented and knowledgeable, so he can coach the wide receiver position. But more than that, he's got a great personality, man. And he's a ball of your father. I mean, two coaches in good enough shape to actually demonstrate routes, which was also kind of nice with the staff. He's born to do whatever he wants to do, man. I just love his passion, love his energy, his heart's in the right place. And obviously knows a heck of a lot about the sport of football.
Well, I appreciate that, Ed. Thank you for joining us. And I had a blast the last couple of years coaching with you and learning a lot. And, you know, to be able to win a state championship, our football team in high school was never any good. So to be able to win a state championship our first year there was just a thrill and getting to coach some great kids, but getting to learn a lot also. So that was just 2 years of great memories for me and so much fun. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do up there at Northern Colorado. Best of luck to you and your family's great. And I love seeing them. And so just thank you for joining us and keep up the great work, buddy.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Give Carson a high five for me.
You got it.
All right. There he goes, Ed McCaffrey.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.